Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. I'm Vanessa Denha here. The Shades of Pink Foundation, a Metro Detroit-based volunteer-driven nonprofit organization, which helps support women experiencing financial distress at the time of a breast cancer diagnosis, is holding its annual fundraiser. And to talk with us about that fundraiser on April 30th at the Detroit Zoo, is Don Evola. Don, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Vanessa. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you so much. So tell me how this walk came about.
The Shades of Pink Foundation was started back in 2005, so we're a fairly new organization, and it started with a couple of women really helping a couple of women and right here in southeastern Michigan, and they saw a need in this area, and they started this walk with just a few people, and now we are in our 11th year and helping well over 100 people a year.
And was there a need in terms of people coming to you and saying, you know, I just can't afford this, or I can't? I mean, what was the need like back a few years ago when you started to organize this walk?
Yeah, what we found was that a lot of women who have a breast cancer diagnosis, don't have the financial support. There's a lot of decisions that need to be made, a lot of medical things that need to be taken care of, and financial support was a big burden for these women. And they might be single women, they might be single mothers, they might be just families that weren't expecting something like this. And so we saw a great need to give them this temporary financial support, so it allowed them to really focus on their recovery.
And so since the inception, how much have you raised?
We, since 2005, we've been able to raise over $1 million, actually about $1.3 million for women right here in southeastern Michigan. And, we work with the six counties here. So it's Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, Livingston, Genesee, and all the money stays right here in southeastern Michigan.
In terms of how are you helping them? So you raise the money at the walk, and these women that are in need of things, are they in need of like what, x-rays or chemotherapy, or where does the money exactly go?
Well, where we actually are able to help them, we bridge the gap for their mortgage, their rent, their car payments, their utilities.
Okay.
There's other organizations out there that help them with the medical piece.
Okay.
So we're able to help them with this other support, and we can get it to them much, much quicker than like a government agency or other places that they might be able to get that longer term.
Mm-hmm.
But we're able to bridge that gap for them temporarily so that they can really focus on what's more important, because this financial burden is really difficult, and not only them, but their family as well.
You know, that
so that's
makes a lot
we
of
saw
sense,
the greatest
Don.
Need.
I love that need because, you know, people think of the medicine or the treatment, but we forget about all the other things that we have to pay for in life to keep our lives going. And when you're not able to work, or, you know, like you said, single moms, or, you know, whatever it may be, the struggle is there, and you still have to put food on the table and pay your mortgage.
Absolutely. And that was where we saw the greatest need. And many of these women have never been faced with a situation like this. You know, they've always been able to take care of themselves. So this is really unusual for them. And, you know, it's very difficult for them to ask for help. So they really come to us through the social workers and nurse navigators at the area hospitals.
And when, you know, the Shades of Pink Foundation, a 501c3 public charity, you know, was founded by Susan Kruger and Dr. Pamela is it Benitez?
Benitez,
yeah.
Yes.
Breast surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously they were seeing the need of what was going on. And what was, did patients just start telling them that, you know, we can't pay for our house payment, we can't pay for our car payment, or things of that nature?
Yes, they were hearing this financial struggle, and it was actually they had a friend of theirs who was in need of financial assistance, and so that's really how this started. And they started talking about, you know, all of the other women that were struggling, and so they sat down. It actually took place in a restaurant on a napkin. They wrote it out on a napkin and said, "This is what we would like to do." And it has grown from there. So it truly was a grassroots effort.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. I mean, it's funny at a coffee shop. But you know what? You put two women together, or women who have a passion for something, they could do anything.
Absolutely.
And it just amazes me. And it's such a wonderful cause, Donnie Volos, who we're talking to, about the Shades of Pink walk coming up at the Royal Oak Detroit Zoo, raising money to help women. And you'd have to believe that, Don, that, you know, women recovery will be that much harder when they've got stress of other issues going on. So to know that they're relieved of those stresses because somebody's helping them, I'm sure it helps in their recovery.
Absolutely. And we've actually heard from numerous women who have received this help. And it's funny because a lot of these women, you know, come back and they are part of the walk, or they'll come and volunteer, or they want to pay it forward. And they're so appreciative of the amount of money that we're able to provide to them. You know, give them a food card, or give them, you know, help them with their daycare expenses, or, you know, pay a mortgage for them. And it's just the little bump that they need in order to, you know, allow them to move forward in their recovery and their process that they have to go through, the journey that we all have to go through if you've had a breast cancer diagnosis. So, yes, they're very appreciative, and we hear it in note cards that they send us, or, you know, at the zoo walk, we actually have, you know, people that we've helped speak and mm-hmm. talk about their journey.
Mm-hmm. So and with that said, Don Evola, tell us about the zoo walk. What does it entail? How does it work? You know, tell us about the details of it.
Sure. The Zoo Walk takes place. It's going to be held Saturday, April 30th at the zoo. And it's funny because when it first started, you know, it was Dr. Benitez and, you know, Suzanne Kruger. They were, you know, standing on a picnic table, and they, you know, had a bullhorn, and they had, you know, maybe 50 people. And now it's grown to over 3,000 walkers. So we are very proud that, you know, it's been able to reach so many people. But it starts, registration starts at 7 o'clock, and we have a big tent, and we have a big top and vendor tents. So there's going to be raffles and shopping and face painting, and they'll have an opening ceremony at 8 o'clock. And we'll hear from some of the recipients of the monies, and also the top teams, and we have sponsor recognition as well. And the walk will begin at 8:30. So online registration will be open through April 16th. And if you don't register online, feel free to come day of, and you can walk that day. Tickets ahead of time are $35 a piece, and that includes a T-shirt and snacks and a day at the zoo. So you're able to come in and spend the day at the zoo. And if you have children between 6 and 17, it's only $25, and children under 2 are free.
Oh, so
we'd love you to bring your family, bring your children, come and walk, come the day of. We have volunteer positions. It's a wonderful, wonderful day at the zoo, and it's a great opportunity to support the women here in southeastern Michigan.
So if you do the walk, you could stay and enjoy the rest of the day at the zoo if you wanted?
Absolutely. Oh, and the penguin exhibit, I think, is going to be open too.
Oh, that is so cool. You know, and a lot of people do the walks at the zoo, and I love it. I've done walks at the zoo. Why, you know, for people who have never done a walk at the zoo, why did you guys choose that location?
Numerous reasons. You know, they're very supportive of the organization. They're easy to work with. It's a great opportunity to, you know, be able to, you know, get out in the fresh air, especially, you know, in early spring. The animals are out and about, especially during this time of year. It's not super hot, so it's great for them. And it's a great venue just to, you know, be able to have the big top that we have. You're able to listen to these women talk about their stories and really talk to other people who have had breast cancer diagnosis. It's a great support system, and it's a great day at the zoo. It's usually a wonderful day. We have hopefully a nice, sunny, crisp morning, and it's just been a wonderful opportunity for people to get together and help other women.
So you're going on your 9th annual walk at the zoo Saturday, April 30th for Shades of Pink. And how has it grown over the last almost decade now?
Well, in 2005, we raised about $7,000. This year, we are hoping to raise over $400,000. And that allows us to, the more money we raise, the more money we're able to provide to the recipients and help these women. We have a totally volunteer board, and we work tirelessly, and we have a lot of volunteers that put this zoo walk together, and they are so passionate about the organization and what it does and helping these women. And the more we can raise through either sponsorships or volunteers or just general donations, we're able to help more and more women here, right here in southeastern Michigan, through all the various hospitals here in the six counties. So we're hoping to raise over $400,000 this year and surpass our numbers of helping far surpass the 100 women mark.
And Dawn Evol, I want to stress that the Shades of Pink 501c3 public charity, founded in 2005, assists with areas of support for rent, mortgage, car payments, insurance, and other utility bills, is primarily a volunteer base. So the money is not going to a bunch of administrative costs.
No. Mm-hmm. We are a volunteer board, and we have, done a lot of work in trying to get as much money as we can back to these women. You know, that is our goal. And we are a volunteer organization. We have people working tirelessly. This is our largest fundraiser is the Zoo Walk. Mm-hmm. There are also some third-party events that take place. Other people do fundraisers. And we have all of our walkers. We're so proud to have so many walkers and teams that, put together so many women who, you know, a lot of these women have had breast cancer diagnosis, and they are survivors, and, you know, they talk about their stories. So, again, it's just a wonderful day for camaraderie, coming out, being able to support the women who are recipients of this money, as well as just coming out and talking about your experiences and helping support others.
And the demographics of the women that come to the walk, are they from all over Metro Detroit, and are they the demographics the same of who you help?
Yeah, actually, they come all over the state of Michigan. There are people coming. They come in for the weekend.
Oh.
We have anywhere from people who are in their 80s and walking all the way down to babies. And it's a fun day. It's families. We have a lot of families that come out for the day. And you'll see a lot of men walking around and in support of their wives, their mothers, their sisters, their neighbors. It's a huge support network, and I would say that there's just a wonderful group of people from babies through late 80s.
And so the Shades of Pink anniversary is, they're 11 years old, and the walk itself is on its ninth annual, and it's coming up on Saturday, April 30th. You could register. One thing I like about the walks, especially at the Detroit Zoo, Dawn Evol, is the fact that you can make it a family event. It's perfect for everybody.
Absolutely. It's really just a walk at the zoo. So, you know, we have different areas that you can walk through, and it's you can stroll through all of the different areas at the zoo. And again, the penguin exhibit should be opened at that point. So that's pretty exciting for us to be able to have that available during the walk. But there'll be vendors available. There'll be shopping, breakfast, and snacks. They will have coffee. So it's just a great day to bring the family out, come the day of, register ahead of time. It's just a wonderful opportunity to get out to the zoo and then support a wonderful organization.
Dawn, tell us about the event's honorary chair as the Michigan's First Lady.
Yes, she is actually a breast cancer survivor herself, which is why we are so honored to have her. She understands the need, and she is in full support of helping these women right here in southeastern Michigan. And the fact that, you know, we're working with all the area hospitals to support women who have had a breast cancer diagnosis, she has been a huge supporter of the Shades of Pink Foundation. So we're so proud to have her help us chair this walk and be there as one of our large supporters.
And that's, of course, the First Lady, Michigan's First Lady, Sue Snyder, 12-year breast cancer survivor, is the honorary chair of the Shades of Pink Foundation Walk. And we're talking with Donnie Vola from Shades of Pink and women from all over. I love the fact that they make a weekend event out of it for many women that come in from all over the state.
Yes, we hear stories of, you know, women who have put together teams and they've heard of this. This walk, the walk at the zoo, and some of them are breast cancer survivors, and some of them are walking in honor of or in memory of other people. So they are so excited to come in. They put together teams, or they're part of a team, and they come in and they do make a weekend of it. And a lot of them, it's a family event. So, mm-hmm. you know, they'll bring an entire family, you know, parents and children and cousins, and they put together teams and walk together. So it's a great way to, you know, bring a family together, bring a group of women together, a group of men. We have a lot of men that attend, mm-hmm. and it's just a wonderful day for everybody of all ages.
Donnie Vola, are they, when you talk about the teams that are put together, are they putting together a team and they're pledging money too, along with walking?
Yes, absolutely. They you can put together a team. You can join a team. If you go on our website, www.shadesofpinkfoundation.org, you can go on there to either make a general donation, donate to a team, donate to a team member. You can make a team up yourself and have people donate to you or your team. It's a wonderful way to, you know, put together a group of people that you know, might have a common cause, or just to go out and have a fun morning. A lot of people talk about going to the zoo and then going and having lunch afterwards, and, you know, making a day of it. Then they'll go shopping someplace in a local area. So it's a great way to start the day and then, you know, keep the momentum going.
Is it a 5K walk? Usually it's like a 5K at the Detroit Zoo, or is it?
Yeah, I think basically what we do is we have a 1, 3, and a 5 mile area that you can walk through.
Okay.
But it's really just a stroll through the zoo. A lot of people have their favorite areas that they go to. You know, they might want to go see the penguins, or they might want to go see the polar bears, the kangaroos. So, you know, they'll stroll to their favorite areas, but it really is just a stroll through the zoo.
We're talking with Donnie Vola this morning with Shades of Pink. They have an annual walk coming up at the Detroit Zoo. It's scheduled for Saturday, April 30th in Royal Oak, which is a great location, a wonderful family event, and you can create a team. And if people want to create a team or sign up, how do they do that, Don?
They can visit our website at www.shadesofpinkfoundation.org. And they're able to either join a team, they can become part of another team, they can make their own team, they can donate to a team, they can be a sponsor. We are open to sponsorship as well. And there's so many ways to become involved, even as a volunteer, if they like to be a volunteer.
And so what in retrospect and looking back in the last 11 years, what does Dr. Benitez and Suzanne look at what they've accomplished, starting off of writing notes at a coffee table on a napkin?
Yeah, it truly was a grassroots effort, sitting at a coffee shop and just putting everything down on a napkin to, you know, having over 3,000 walkers at the zoo this year. They've raised over $1.3 million throughout that time to help women right here in southeastern Michigan who have had a breast cancer diagnosis. We've been able to help over 500 women through that time, and we continue to grow. And we've also increased our outreach to various area hospitals. So now we're in 6 counties, Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, Livingston, Genesee, and Washtenaw. So we're able to increase the women that we're helping. We're able to increase our outreach to the hospital, and we are working on just continuing to grow.
You know, a lot of great ideas start out on napkins. I know Woody Allen used to say a lot of his movies were made because he'd write them on napkins, you know, at coffee shops, and then he'd find them in a box somewhere and says, oh, I need to make that movie.
Right.
It's funny and it's wonderful. And when you talk about working with the hospitals, Donnie Vola, how does that work? So you have relationships with various hospitals in these different counties, and they basically are able to refer patients to you?
Yes. So if there's a woman out there who is looking for some financial support and it's directly related to their breast cancer diagnosis, they would just contact a social worker or nurse navigator at the hospital, and then they would apply through them, and then they would come to us, the nurse navigators and social workers come to us and make the application for the client. And we have a vetting process, and we would go through and make sure that that application has been approved, and then they would receive payment for their mortgage or their rent, utility, groceries, you know, anything that would touch them financially that we're able to support in order to get them through that temporary financial distress that they might be going through and allow them to focus on their recovery.
And so are you monitoring them or watching them or helping them throughout their process, throughout their treatment process?
We are doing this as a temporary financial fix for them, and we're able to provide them this financial assistance in order for them to, you know, maybe get some other additional permanent assistance. But this is the quickest way that we're able to get them monies in order to bridge that gap until they can get something more permanent.
Mm-hmm. It's like a short-term fix for them to breathe for a minute.
Absolutely.
And help them move on. And we're talking with Donnie Vola. Their annual walk is coming up. How many walkers do you expect this year on at the zoo?
We're hoping to have over 3,000 walkers this year.
Wow. And how has that grown since the first walk?
Well, the first walk, there were just a few. They stood on a picnic table and tried to get people interested. So, you know, it has grown again. This has been a total grassroots effort. I think they might have had, you know, 25 or 30 walkers the first couple of years, and now we're hoping to have over 3,000. So it has grown tremendously, and we just continue to grow and are so honored for the help that we've received and all the support that we've received and been able to help these women here in southeastern Michigan.
So it really was grassroots. I mean, to stand at a picnic table, get about 25, 30 walkers,
yes,
that's just impressive. I'm so impressed by these women who obviously have other jobs going on too and other things going on in their lives.
Absolutely. Yeah, everybody has full-time jobs that they're doing in addition to this. So this is really, they're so passionate about this. And, you know, everybody has, even all of the women who volunteer for putting this zoo walk together, they have been involved in this since the beginning, the majority of these women. So they are so passionate about this. And we continue to receive notices for people who are interested in volunteering, and we love to have additional people join and, you know, look for other opportunities for us to be able to raise some additional monies to help continue to help these women.
Well, Donnie Vola, we have about a minute left here on It's Your Community about the Shades of Pink. Any last words of messages for our listeners this morning? And again, how do we find out more?
You can go to www.shadesofpinkfoundation.org and sign up for the zoo walk. Again, it's Saturday, April 30th. Registration starts at 7 a.m., so if you haven't registered by the day of, come on down and join us. We would love to have you. There's going to be raffles and shopping, a vendor tent, and it hopefully will be a beautiful day for a walk, and we'd love to have everybody join us at the zoo on Saturday, April 30th.
And again, as Don has explained, it is a family event, so you could bring everybody and anybody, and you're able to stay at the zoo after the walk and enjoy your day at one of Metro Detroit's greatest jewels.
Yes, absolutely.
Don Evola, thank you so much for joining us here on It's Your Community this morning.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for having me. I'm so happy.
Thank you. Any questions or comments, show topics you want us to get to me, Vanessa Denha, by going to denhamedia.com. That's denhamedia.com. You can go to info@denhamedia.com. And as always, I'm reminding our listeners to connect, collaborate, and communicate with your own community. Thanks for listening.
It's Your Community.